It's the start of a new year, and many of us have resolved to take better care of our health. The Ministry of Health wants to help you achieve this by ensuring greater access to healthcare services with the rollout of its GOG Health Card. In June 2013, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson announced that Cabinet had approved the introduction of the Government of Jamaica, the GOG Health Card. This official introduction is scheduled for the first quarter of 2014, making it the first time in the country's history that such a card is being issued. The implementation of the GOG Health Card is aimed at improving the delivery of healthcare services to Jamaicans. It will allow persons with prescriptions from public health facilities access to medication at no cost for items that are on the vital, essential, and necessary VEN list, and the service will be available at public sector and select private sector pharmacies island-wide.
The card will facilitate proper systems of monitoring and evaluation. It will also take into account private health insurance so that instances where charges arise, we can better adequately and quickly deal with it. We see expedited services arising out of the use of this card.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Aside from providing access to cheaper medication and overall healthcare services, how is the GOG Health Card different from, let's say, the one issued under the National Health Fund, the NHF?
It will deal with abuse of the system as it is now. Because when you go to, say, Sablamar presently, and you attend the hospital and you were to be seen and you get medication there today, you could leave Sablamar and come to Princess Margaret tomorrow. Go in, no, report that you were at Sablamar yesterday. You are seen and then you are given a new set of medication because in your mind, what you got at Sab never start working 24 hours. So you feel now that make me go Princess Margaret. And having gone, you now get two set of medication that under normal circumstance without subsidy from government could have cost $10,000, $15,000, which somebody has to pay for it. That card would pick up that you visited Sav yesterday and you are now visiting Princess Margaret and that you got ABCD in terms of medication at Sav. And so the abuse within the system, you would have been able to pick that up.
There's another major difference between the two cards.
In terms of the NHF card, that is something you apply for in the context of your doctor saying that Mary Jane has high blood pressure or diagnosed with sugar, etc. In the GOG card, that's a card that will take you to hospital whether you have a compromised health or you are well but something has happened to you and you have to go to the hospital. So if you have your flu, you'd have had your card. Flu person wouldn't have an NHF unless you also have some kind of chronic disease process.
The GOG Health Card will allow the most vulnerable, such as children and the elderly, to be given special assistance.
That card would also help in relation to the persons who are on health insurance. So you'd have a one card that could identify.
The card will also improve the mechanism to build private health insurance providers, as it will have the health insurance information of the holder.
Persons, even when the card is in place, even when there's a tweak of the policy, the government's clear position is that we have an inescapable responsibility to persons who cannot pay to have access to healthcare.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The GOG Health Card will be tied to your taxpayer registration number, your TRN, and the ministry through the National Health Fund, the NHF, will facilitate a simplified and ongoing registration process. For more information on the Government of Jamaica Health Card, call the Ministry of Health at 967-1100.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.